are tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. I hope everybody's doing having a wonderful day today. Today, I'm going to be discussing something different today, something a little personal to me, right? I'm going to be discussing being a father today. Because sometimes in life, especially as men, right? A lot of times we try to do the right thing, right? We have these kids, you know what I'm saying? We take care of our children, but sometimes, you know what I mean? Men, a lot of times, don't get enough recognition as, oh man, this man, he's a good father, he's there for his kids, all agree. Although we might not need it, but sometimes it's good to hear, to be honest with you. Sometimes it's good to hear, right? When somebody's noticing that and then they be like, man, this person right here is doing right by his children, right? As men. Because there's not a lot, you know what I'm saying, men are out there, but they have a lot of men out there that's actually taking care of their children. Especially like black men. You know what I mean? Sometimes, man, I've done this plenty of time in the past. When I see a young black man with his baby, right, in the grocery store. And I walk up to the man and I say, thank you. Great job. Right? I've done that before in the past. Because that type of stuff I like to see. You know what I mean? These young black men who have children taking care of their kids, man. Because taking care of the kids, being there for the children, it is very important. Because when a child see both parents and with both parents, that could potentially shape their future. You understand that, right? Even if the parents aren't together anymore. Because let's be real. A lot of times people have kids and then they break up before the child even turned one. You see what I'm saying? But if you're there, have a presence in the child's life, you know what I mean? That child knows that, you know, my child will be like when a child become an adult, the child will be like, you know, my parents were not together, but I had good parents, man. My parents was there for me when I needed them. You know what I mean? And sometimes though, like a lot of times though, what bothers me is a man could live in the same city as their children, same city, 20, 30 minute drive, an hour drive, whatever. Same location, right? And they don't visit their children. They don't go see their children. They don't spend time with their kids. To me, that's really sad. And sorry, man, but you know, I'm blaming on the sometimes you might have like some baby mom who's acting away. That's what the courts are for, right? Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? But when it comes to your children, you know what I'm saying? It's good to really go see your kid and make sure you take care of your kid, man. Because, you know what I mean? Taking care of these kids, the little young babies, it'll really shape how they are in life as an adult, when they become adult. You know what I mean? Sometimes, especially when they have daughters. You know what I mean? Right. When both parents are in the child's life, right? Sometimes, you know what I mean? You can keep that damn, keep the daughter, especially with your mind, with her mind, away from that pole, or going to be the doctor she could be, right? Because sometimes with single moms, single parents, and especially when, you know what I'm saying, they don't have no money or whatever, and they grew up a certain way, sometimes the pole could be calling the name. And you don't want that for your child, for your baby girl. You know what I mean? You want your baby girl to grow up to be that, the engineer, the doctor, the lawyer. You understand what I'm saying, right? You know what I mean? So that's why when they're both parents in the child's life, man, that's very important. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying all daughters is going to do that because, you know what I mean? I'm going to be on the pole. No, not all daughters does that, because look at somebody like Flaw J. Johnson now. You know what I mean? That just graduated LSU, you know, she's going into the WNBA. That's a big accomplishment, man. And she was raised by a single mom. You know, her daughter, her dad was murdered when she was a little girl. Well, matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, her mom was pregnant with her when her dad was murdered. You see what I'm saying? And look what she had accomplished with her life, within her life, right? You know what I mean? So it just goes to show you, right? Right. And that's just one exception right there. See what I'm saying? One exception, you know? But there's plenty of things out there that it shows a lot of times when both parents aren't in the child's life. Sometimes that can really mess up a kid, especially if you leave the child and the child growing up and be like, why my daddy doesn't love me? Because kids think like that. I remember when I was young, 14 years old, I was like 14 years old, man. I had a couple of friends I used to hang out all the time. And one day we were going to start playing. And one of my friends, man, we were 14 years old, just bust out crying because he doesn't know his father. Back then, this was back in the 80s, right? This dude doesn't know his father. And you know what I mean? We were all the same age. I don't know what to say to him. I just listen. You know what I mean? Because he was crying that, you know, he feels like his father never loved him. Because his father never wanted to spend time with him. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? That could be a lot of factors too. You know, sometimes moms sometimes talk mess. We know that, right? But as fathers though, you gotta stay consistent in your child's life no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. My little kid's mom talked trash about me to my kids. And when my kids got older, they told me, right? And one thing I never did, I never lied to my children. I said, yes, I did it. Yes. Well, lie for what? You see what I'm saying? You're either going to love me or you're not. For real. You know what I mean? So I was real with them, man. And they asked me questions. Once I became a little older, they asked me questions. And I answered them truthfully. You see what I'm saying? Right? That's what you got to do, right? Be real with your damn kids, man. Don't lie to them no matter what. All right, so now when we talk about fatherhood, right? I'm gonna talk about three Bible verses that talk about fatherhood. Okay, so in Proverbs 22, verse 6, discuss, train up a child in the way he should go. You hear that, right? Train up a child in the way he should go. Ephesians 6:4 talks about fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. I mean, don't provoke your kids, make them angry. You know what I mean? If they do something wrong, you discipline them and you talk to them and have a conversation with your children, right? And Galatians 6, verse 9 talks about let us not grow weary in doing good, right? You always got to do good, man. So, a father's presence builds a future for the child, right? So, being present, like I said earlier, being present shapes your child's identity, right? So, when you are around, your child learns who they are by watching you. As a parent, mom, dad, right? You are their first teacher before they go to school and all the good stuff, right? You're raising the child. You know what I mean? And the child watching you, the child is seeing the things that you are doing, right? And then as a lot of times as they get older, sometimes some kids mimic their parents. So some kids do. You know what I mean? Some kids be like, you know, my parents did this, so I'm going to do this. You see what I'm saying? So you are the parent's first teacher, right? And don't be telling your kids to call our parents to do this, right? Do what I say, but not as I do. If you don't want your kids to do what you do, then you as a parent, you have to set the damn example, point blank. You have to set that example for that child. Let that child know who you're present, right? You know what I mean? As a parent, you have to. Because the child is watching you and watching your every move. Because when you tell a child, do what I say, and not as I do. You know kids are. They're going to do what you did right behind your back. They might not do it in front of you, but they're going to do it anyway. You understand me, right? So I always believe, you know what I'm saying, you as a parent, as just like being a leader, right? You try to set that example. So I'm saying, so all these right here come from the Proverbs now, right? Your voice becomes their inner voice later. How much time, right? You hear people say, you know, my mom used to say this. My dad used to say this all the damn time. And now it's coming to fruition. I remember when Joe Biden, when he was running for president, he's always quote his father all the time. And father probably died yeah, long time ago, right? But he always quotes his daddy, right? So I'm saying, you become that child's inner voice, man. Especially if you instill some kind of respect for you as the child, right? And the child would know, even when you're not around, the child would say, hey, if mom was here, she would be pissed right now. You see what I'm saying? Mama see us doing this, talking to especially the older sibling, talking to the younger sibling. You know what I mean? Hey, stop that shit, man. You know what I mean? Stop that, right? Some kids are like that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. You say certain words, certain things, your child will pick that up. Your child will pick it up and eventually mimic you. And I'm talking about like little babies. I'm talking about teenagers, even adults, right? Adult children. You know what I mean? Because they listen to you, and a lot of times they'll be like, damn, well, my damn mom is very wise. My dad is very wise. You know what I'm saying? I love the words that are coming out of their mouth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times they like to mimic those type of things too, you know? Sometimes it could be the bad things too, right? But a lot of times, I do believe it's the good things, right? You know what I'm saying? When you're absent, right, it creates confusion, man, and anger and insecurity in a child's life, especially baby girls, man. When you're absent in their life, right? From their life, I should say. When you're absent from their life, when you're not there, those children start questioning their worth, right? Just like I was saying earlier about my friend I had when I was young. Excuse me. And he just busted up crying because he didn't know his father. You understand me, right? That young man did not know his father, man. And when a lot of times when a child do not know the parent, it can build insecurity within the parent, within the child. You know what I mean? Question themselves. You know what I'm saying? Why my dad don't love me? Why my dad don't come around and see me? You know what I mean? And even if you are one dad and you go see your children, always keep your promises to your kids, right? Always keep your promises, man, because they will remember that, right? So children, they do need guidance, not just for financial support. So you are the father, you know what I mean? And when I say guidance, sometimes, like especially when your kids get older, have a conversation with them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just take them over to like McDonald's or something, or wherever they like to go to eat, just you and them, you and the kids. You see what I'm saying? I talk to them. I ask them about how school's going, how's everything's going, because you never know, right? Especially if you are the non-custodial parent, right? You never know, because sometimes you're the non-custodial parent, they could probably tell you things more than they would actually tell the parent that's actually taking care of them. Now, I was just saying take care of them, but I'm saying them living with that parent, right? You know what I mean? So sometimes it's good to just have a conversation with your kids without judgment, though. Always have a conversation and talk to them without you judging them. All right. So when you show up, right, that actually builds confidence within the child. It does, right? It builds confidence because you are the father teaching that little girl how to be confident within herself. You as a father teaching that little boy how to become a man. You know what I'm saying? You as a father teaching that little girl, you know what I'm saying, that how a man should treat her when she gets older, because she sees you treat her great. You understand me? That little girl, she'd be beautiful, right? Because there's a lot of beautiful girls out there, man, that are very insecure, right? Right? Because a lot of times they don't have that fatherly love. In some cases, not all though, but in some cases, they do not have that fatherly love that they deserve. You know what I mean? So the confidence level go down. You understand me, right? The confidence level go down because they don't have that fatherly love. They tell them, oh, you're baby, but my baby girl, you're very beautiful. I love you so much. You know what I mean? Hey, as you get older, hey, if you need something, you don't depend on no man, right? You got to teach your kids that. You know what I mean? And when they don't depend on no man, right? Y'all could be work together as a team, but you don't have to depend on nobody. You say, I'll have your own, but I'm your father. I'm always going to be there for you. You know, you see what I'm saying? And when that little girl knows that, you know, that her father is going to always be there for her. That's going to build a lot of confidence. Like, you know, this damn dude right here trying to play me. Yeah, I ain't dealing with a damn little dude right here. He's trying to play me, man. I'm saying, I got my own job. I got my own apartment. I got my own damn car. You see what I'm saying? Because my dad instilled that confidence in me to go out and get the thing that I want, that I want and need by myself. You know? And if a man come into my life, guess what? Guess what? We can work together and build something together. But if not, you got to go. You see what I'm saying? That's the type of mindset you want your daughter to be. Because how many women out there right now, grown women, who are living with men, and these men ain't, excuse my language, but a lot of these men ain't shit. All the time they do, you sit on their ass, play their video games all day, don't cook, don't clean, don't do nothing, right? Barely work. And this woman has to go out there and work. See? Sometimes, a lot of times if she had that parent that teaches her that from that young age, from a young age, hey, you know what I'm saying? If the dude ain't doing right by you, get rid of his ass. Point blank, right? Little girls need to hear those type of things. You see what I'm saying? From both parents, really, right? You know what I mean? Trust me. And there's a lot of times too, when both, and it might be sad to say this, right? And I'm not saying all cases, right? But some cases though, right? When both parents is around and you as a parent is setting an example, right? You're the father, you know what I'm saying? Out there, not out there. You're at that father, right? Not out there having a whole bunch of different baby mamas, 7, 8, 9 different baby mamas, right? You're not doing that stuff. That's part of setting the example too. You see what I'm saying? Your child will look at those things, right? Because you don't want your little girl to have 3 or 4 different baby daddies. You don't want that. Because most girls, man, don't wake up one day and say, look, I'm going to have 2 baby daddies. And sometimes they pick these wrong men in their life. You know what I mean? And sometimes, that's why I say, sometimes it's good to have a conversation with them, right? Now, anger between parents should never hurt children. That happened to me before. When my kid's mom used to be upset with me, first thing she would say, you can't see your children. Right? That's why she was telling me that I can't see my damn kids. You know what I'm saying? But I saw them anyway. And I didn't have to go to court. Right? She was saying a lot of times out of anger. You see what I'm saying? But whenever I go to see my kids though, she allowed me to see my children. You know what I mean? You as a father though, you have to be consistent, man. Even if your baby mama is saying you can't see your kids, sometimes, right? If you're close, you know her parents or her mom, her dad, whatever, have a conversation with them. So look, I'm trying here. She pissed off at me. I want to see my baby. Maybe they could have a conversation with her, with your daughter, although it's still her decision. You know, if you got to go to court and handle your business, right? But I'm telling you something about the court system, man, that really pisses me off a lot. They always say this is the best interest of the child. Well, that's bullshit to me. It's not. You know what I mean? Because a woman right now, I know I'm doing my time, so I'm saying, could go to the damn court and say, look, I'm going to put this dude on child support. She paid a little bit of money for court costs. They probably even raised the court costs, right? But yet, when you want to see your children, right, you have to pay money for a lawyer that you don't have. How fair is that? You know what I mean? I know, like in my case, not once did damn judge ever ask me, ever said, okay, visitation, you get a kid on these days. This damn judge never asked me that. So how is that best interest of the damn child? You know what I mean? That's the type of stuff that makes me upset when it comes to certain things, right? But at the same time, though, you as a father, you got to stay consistent, man. You got to be there, right? Be there for your children, man, no matter what. You know what I mean? Because those kids don't remember those type of things when they get older. See what I'm saying? And then you're the parent, eventually you're going to get old as a father. Yeah, and then imagine if you don't take care of your kids. You see what I'm saying? When you're lying on your damn deathbed, you think they're going to come see you? I'm like, F that dude. I don't give a damn about him. A lot of them going to be like that. See what I'm saying? No shit, one damn tear for you, right? For real though, man. So, hey, those type of things you got to think about too, man. You know what I mean? Hey, if I live to see old age, will my kids be there for me? Some of them probably won't be there for you, but a lot of them will be there for you. You know what I mean? Depending on what kind of parent you are to them, right? Now, fathers must lead with love and discipline. So, that's according to Ephesians 6, verse 4, right? Fathers must lead with love and also discipline. And when I say discipline, right, you don't have to beat up a kid, right? I beat your damn kid all the time. Especially in today's time, you know what I'm saying? Those type of things don't work. You know what I mean? Putting your child in timeout don't work. You know what I mean? But keeping them off the game, the phones, all that stuff, those type of things do work. You understand me, right? Those type of things do work. Discipline should come with love and patience, but not only that, though, not only when you discipline a child and say, look, I did not like when you did this. It's okay to say that, but also talk to them, explain to them why. Like with me, a lot of times I like to talk, right? A lot of times kids don't like when parents talk. I'll talk to them for a whole good hour. Just make them mad. Just make them upset. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Just talk to them and stuff like that, right? You know what I mean? Because when you do that, right, sometimes they'll be like, damn, I want him to have dad's mouth, man. If I do this shit, you know what I'm saying, I might as well not do it because I'm going to do his damn mouth. Because some kids would rather that butt whipping than hear you speak for about an hour or 2 hours, whatever. At least with a butt whipping, right? They go back, they shake it off after it gets done. And if you don't say, okay, I'm taking your game away or whatever, they can go right back on the game or go right back watching TV or something like that, right? But if you talk to them though, you know what I mean? For like hour or two, even if you talk about some random stuff, to have a conversation with them, they're going to remember that, I'm telling you. You might think that's silly, right? But it's true. You're going to remember that, because that's punishment within itself, right? You just talking to them for about 2 hours, and in their mind, they want to go outside and play. They want to do this, they want to do that. But I can't do it because, dad is talking, man. In their mind, they're going to be thinking, man, I wish my dad could shut the hell up. They ain't say it to your face, but in their mind, that's what they're thinking. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. yeah, right? Harsh parenting creates emotional distance, man, right? So when you are too hard, your child pulls away from you, right? You can't be too hard with your damn kid because you do want your children to have to come and talk to you when something serious is going on with them. You feel me? You understand that, right? You want your children to be able to come to you and have a conversation with you. Because if you're always yelling at them, if you're always judging them, And then if you always, we'll call it do something, right? You judge them instead of talking to them, explaining why the day is not good, instead of saying in a judgmental tone, say in a nice, calm tone, talk to them, you know what I mean? Because who knows, man, when they have their first boyfriend or girlfriend, you want them to come to you. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to be your child's friend. Don't be your kid's friend. You're the parent. Don't be the damn friends. But be there, right? Be an ear so they can come listen, talk to you when they feel like it, right? Children remember how you made them feel, man. I'll remember that. A lot of times, they're not going to remember the gift you give them. You know what I'm saying? You give them a PlayStation when they were 7. Now they're 27. Most times, they probably won't remember that. But they're going to remember how you made them feel inside. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I work for a mental health hospital. I work with teenagers, 13 to 17 years old. And some of those kids, when it's time for them to leave, some of those kids say, I don't want to go home. They don't want to deal with their parents. See what I'm saying? Some of them be saying, man, my grandparents, both of them drunk. Right? The drunks, right? The type of stuff that those kids be saying. You see what I'm saying? So those kids are teenagers, man. So 10 years from now, 15 years from now, when they have a conversation with their parents about how they, you know what I'm saying, how they made them feel when they were young, right? Kids will remember how you make them feel, man. All right? Correction should teach, not break their spirit, right? That's another thing, right? You can't break your children's spirit. Discipline should be, we should build them, not tear them down. Don't tear your kids down, man, by degrading them, right? If you're a single mom, too, I need to say this. Don't call you my hate the damn daddy, right? Don't be tear your child down, especially your daughters, man. You look just like your dad. I can't stand you. You look just like your damn daddy. I can't stand you. Stuff like that. Although you might not mean it in the moment, you're just upset, right? But those type of things would tear a child down, right? So you have to choose your words wisely. You know? I remember, man, and this when I was young, right? This was back in the 80s. I used to have a lot of female friends. No, it don't mean nothing like no sexual thing. Just friends I knew from school and stuff like that, right? A lot of them were single moms. And I used to, that was even before I started having kids. And a lot of times, they would just cuss at the kid all the time. Just cursing at the children, man. Bring MFN buddy here, all that, bring, you know what I'm saying? All that crazy stuff, man. I used to hear these girls, these young ladies, talk to them. In my mind, damn, they should talk to the kids like that. This was in the 1980s, man. They shouldn't be talking, you know what I mean? But I couldn't tell them how to raise their kids. But in my mind, I'm thinking they shouldn't be talking to the children like that. See what I'm saying? Because you don't think kids are going to remember those type of things, how you speak to them? They're still human beings, man. And you still got to respect them. You want them to respect you. But also, you have to respect them too. I'm telling you right now, respect goes both ways. Respect is not a one-way thing. One-way thing, right? It's two-way. You respect the child, and the child will in turn respect you. Because if you don't respect the child, right, that child, and when the child gets older, that time to tell the child not going to respect you. You see what I'm saying? So respect goes both ways, man. Right? Fathers must control anger before correcting children, man. If you're not going to discipline a child, right, and in that moment, you're going to be upset. You're going to be angry. But take some time. Breathe. Right? Find, like, different coping skills that you can use. You know what I'm saying? Go somewhere in another room for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, until you can gather your thoughts, right? And then you come back and talk to them calmly. Do not go and be, oh, you're going to start yelling at them, yeah, just yelling. The only thing that's going to do anyway is tune their ass out. When you're yelling at them, instead of having a conversation, right? You understand me, right? You can't lead properly if you are reacting emotionally. So you have to get your emotions out of there, right? Leadership starts inside your own household, man. Your own household leadership starts, right? So how you lead at home reflects your true character. It does. Because you can't be an asshole to your damn kids, man, and your wife or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You can't be asshole to them, right? Eventually, that character will show will come out. Respect is built, not forced. And you can't force respect on your children, man. They have to, you know what I'm saying? They got to gradually, not really gradually, but, well, when it comes to your actions, right? That will determine if they could respect you or not. Your actions mean something. You understand me? To those little youngins. You can respect through consistency, and fairness. Respect your children, and they, and in turn, they will respect you. A calm father, right, creates a safe environment. Your peace helps your child feel secure at home, man. They do. If you're at peace, you know what I'm saying? And you have to have be at peace within yourself, right? You can't. No matter what you're going through in life, it's not the child's fault. So you can't project your issues on that baby, on the little child, man. It's not right. Deal with your stuff first, man. Deal with your issues, all right? You see what I'm saying? Because that child is depending on you, and the child is needing you. You understand me, right? All right, now, the damage, right? The damage of keeping fathers away. And it goes out to some of your mamas out there. Children suffer when parents weaponize access. It's like I was saying earlier, man. Using kids to hurt the other parent damages them deeply, right? I remember Pimp C. Pimp C from the rap group UGK. May Pimp C rest in peace right now. I'm going to quote him. And I quote, right? Wicked women using children to live on. That's a quote from one of his songs, Diamonds in the Wood, right? Where he talks about how some of these women out there want to keep their kid away from their father. And, right, the father might have a little bit of money, right? But they have a child by this man. And she used that child for like a pawn, so she get more money from the damn from him, stuff like that, right? A lot of women out there are like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So keeping your child away, it's not a good thing. That's just hurting that child in the excess. And then if you are the type of mother that does that stuff, man, that means to me, that means you truly don't love your child. If you know this father, yeah, he might not be a good boyfriend to you. Right? Let's be honest with that. But that don't mean he can't be a good father to his children. You understand me? So when you have this bitterness between adults harms innocent children, man. So you can't be bitter, right? And tell a man that he can't see his kids just because you're upset. Because you're just harming those children. You are. You're just harming those kids. You know what I mean? So as adults, right, no matter what y'all going through, man, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. My daughter, I praise her a lot. I respect that young lady a lot. I'm going to tell you why. She has a baby by the man, my beautiful little grandbaby. She just turned 5 the other day. Beautiful little girl, right? And no matter what her and the baby father going through, there's one thing she has never done. Denied that man the right to see his child. You see what I'm saying? I respect that so freaking much. No matter what. You know what I'm saying? No matter what they're going through. When he wants to come pick his kid up, no issue with that. And sometimes it's good for her too because it gives her a little break. You know what I mean? It gives her a little break. You see what I'm saying? That's my second child's mom, anyway. My first child's mom, sometimes, man, the way she was, man, when she used to get mad at me. You know what I mean?
Oh, you can't see kids. And one time she's gonna slam the door in my damn face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, stuff like that. Well, that's another story, right? But and I like that. But with this with my daughter though, her mother, one thing I can say about her mother, man, has never once denied me to see my daughter whenever I wanted to. I had no issues with that. You see what I'm saying? I had no damn issues, right? But some guys too can be that lucky. You know what I mean? But moms out there, I believe, no matter how angry they are, leave your emotions out of it when it comes to your children. You know? Because that child wants to see their father too. But you're preventing that. And that child's going to suffer. Right? And sometimes that man will be like, why am I dealing with this crap? I'm broke. I ain't got the money to hire no damn lawyer. So I'm just going to leave the shit alone. Fuck it. I wait till my kids become adult, whatever. Then some guy think like that. You see what I'm saying? Why should I even bother? I'm just going to pay my child support and just call it a day. Some guys are like that. You know, you understand me? I thought about it too. I'm like, you know what I mean? Why should I deal with this crap? You see what I'm saying? But sometimes I'm very pig-headed. I'm very pig-headed in a way. Sometimes my mom will be like, hey, you know what though? I'm going to see my damn kids. Trust me. Right? Or anyway. You see what I'm saying? All that stuff anyway. Right? So blocking fathers creates emotional confusion in kids, right? Children begin to question why one parent is parenting missing. Like I said, if you're the type of mother to deny your child access to see their daddy, you're the problem. You are the problem as a woman. And you need to fix the damn problem. Point blank. And I truly believe that you don't love your children. If you do that crap, you know what I'm saying? You don't fully love your kids. Because how can you deny that child access for the child to see his daddy or her daddy? You know what I mean? They still need the damn parent, especially when this man wants to be actively engaged in his child's life. I would never get it. You know what I mean? And think about it, right? Yeah. Sometimes y'all have a hard breakup, whatever. And especially if he's a good father to the kids, right? And as the kid get older, you get even a lot more out of this man. If you play cards, right? Because he'd be like, you know what though? Say, you want to put your child in sports? The father might work some extra overtime. Some fathers are like that. Just help pay for it, right? As long as you are doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying? So you got to start thinking like that, man. If this man is trying his best to see his baby, just don't deny him that. They're right. And these courts, man, I can't stand these courts because they don't give a damn. I really believe that. Because, right, they're not really the courts, but the lawmakers, man, on both sides of the aisle. Right? Because they could create laws to help these fathers there, or even do commercials, even if they're laws on the books. A lot of fathers don't know their rights. Don't really know. So why not educate them through commercials? Little stuff like that. So they would know. You see what I'm saying? Because they got women, they got wicked women out there that would do that nonsense, man. Yes, I call them wicked because they are. I don't give a damn. See what I'm saying? Sometimes children, man, when you do those type of things, sometimes those kids could grow up and resent you. Right? And resent other parents too as well. Right? Sometimes they might blame both sides when they get older. You know what I'm saying? You think they're just going to blame just the father alone? They're going to blame you too. Because now they're older now. They start realizing. Once they turn about 16, sometimes they might not say nothing to you right now. Then start realizing things. You see what I'm saying? Because that's how my dad kids start realizing stuff. When my oldest daughter turned 16, and she asked me a question. She asked me, why your mama broke up? I didn't lie. I told her straight up. I told her exactly what I did. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie about this stuff because that's the past. That's my past. That's my damn story. You either deal with it or you don't. Point blank. You see what I'm saying? Keep it real, man. So I'm saying now healing does require putting children above personal anger, man. You must choose your child over your pride, right? Child come first in that situation. Any situation, your child come first, man. So sometimes you got to break the cycle, man. Break cycle starts with better decision today, right? And then if y'all break, you have a conversation, hey. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, a lot of times, you don't need to have the courts involved, man. You really don't. Especially if you know you have this good dude. Right? And he talked to him and said, look, man. And the guy, y'all come together and say, look, hey, this is all I can afford. I'm going to give this every 2 weeks, every time I get paid. You see what I'm saying? And then she'd be like, okay, let's work on some kind of visitation together, all that stuff. You know what I mean? And then guess what he do? You have to do it yourself. Have it written down and get notarized or whatever. I don't know if it's binding in court, but something. So at least you could remind this person if the person forgot to give you money. Right? Send them a damn attachment of that stuff y'all wrote together and y'all signed. That's how I would do it. See what I'm saying? Right? Without having getting the courts involved, right? Write it, sign it, get notarized, and save it to your computer or something, right? And then if the person missing payment, keep missing payments, whatever, you send him that person that damn attachment. I say, yo, remember? And then you gotta do what you gotta do. But at least in the beginning, you should try to keep the course all of it, man, if you can. I ain't lying. Because the course don't serve no purpose when it comes to that situation to me. See what I'm saying? For real. Well, the mental health, right, in our communities too, man. But a lot of black people in the black community, man, a lot of them have a lot of mental health issues and they won't seek treatment. Right? Many suffer silently with those support systems, right? And you need that support system. People are hurting, but feel like they have nobody. So I'm saying? So many people out there are hurting mentally, and they feel like they have nobody to really communicate with, right? And they need it. Trust me, I remember this one mental health hospital I used to work in. All right, these were adults though. Adult psych unit. And I used to always do my little briefing with them, my little group with them. And one thing I used to always tell them, especially the ladies that come there, you know what I mean? You are a single parent, right? Thank you for being here to take care of your mental health. Because you can't be, if you have mental health issues, man, you can't be that good parent, right? That good parent that I know you could be. If you're not dealing with your own problems, you see what I'm saying? You love your child, you love your kids, but if you have stuff going on in your head and you're not taking care of it, then now you start reflecting that on the child, and the child sees those type of things, man. Trust me. So take care of your mental health. That's very important. Cultural stigma keeps people from seeking help too, man. A lot of black people are like that. I'm not going to know their mental health. I'm not crazy. Hey, matter of fact, I was talking to my cousin one time, about a year ago, right? And I asked, I said, how's your mental health? Right? That's a fair question, I think. You know what I mean? And the first thing she thought that I'm thinking she's crazy. I never said that. I was asking, how's your mental health? Because sometimes people need some kind of mental health day, right? You know what I mean? And that's another good thing, too. Imagine if both parents are around. The mother might need a good mental health day away from the kids, right? Where she go to the spa and relax, take care of herself for that one day while the father is taking care of the kids. You see what I'm saying? Right? Teamwork, man. As parents, you're supposed to have teamwork to make sure those kids are good. You know what I'm saying? Pain ignored becomes generational trauma. So now you're putting that damn trauma on the child. And when the child gets older, trust me, the child's going to have the same trauma because you never seek help. You see what I'm saying? You never seek that mental health help that you deserve. Speaking up, though, is a sign of strength, right? If you need help, speak it up. Speak on it. It takes courage, man. A lot of times, it don't take courage to admit that you're struggling, man. You're struggling mentally, right? You are. It takes a lot of strength for that, man. You know what I mean? So, but you got to speak up when you're not feeling it today. You know what I'm saying? If you're blessed enough to have your parents in your life, and your parents may retire or they have time, be like, Mom, Dad, I need your help, man. I need a mental health day. Maybe on the weekend, you drop them off, you know what I'm saying? You kid off to the grandparents, and then you go just relax, just take a break, right? But not everyone had that luxury, though, where they could call up their parents or the mom or the dad and say, can you watch my kid for a few hours? I just need to get away for a few hours. You see what I'm saying? I mean, community, right? Community support can change lives, man. It takes the whole community. Not only parents. You know what I mean? If you have, like, homegirls, homeboys, people that you trust with your kids. So, you know what I mean? It takes a whole community to really make sure, I'm saying, you don't go insane, right? It takes a community of support, for real. We must normalize mental health conversations too, man. We got to talk about it. We have to talk about mental health, man, for real. You know what I mean? Okay, now, talk about forgiveness, right? Forgiveness is power, not weakness, according to Galatians 6, verse 9, right? Sometimes you do have to forgive, right? And not weakness when you forgive someone, right? Holding grudges drains your emotional energy. Why are you holding grudges for? Let the shit go. Get over it. It's been 5 years. It's been 10 years now. Get over it. For real, right? Why hold good on the person and the person don't now move on with their life? See what I'm saying? And carrying an anger that only hurts you in the long run when you carry anger with that person. See what I'm saying? Forgiveness frees you, not just them. Letting go helps you move forward in peace, man. For real. Right? The pain can either grow you or it can break you. Right? They say what doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. You decide how your experience shape you, right? You're the one that decided, man. So letting go opens the door for healing, right? You heal yourself and let go of the anger, because if you're holding grudges, right, and those kids would know that you hold a grudge against their daddy. You see what I'm saying? Those children will know that, right? So why not just let the anger go? You know what I mean? Sometimes if you have to, just get down on your knees and pray to the man above, the great God above. He will help you, right? The great God above. He will not give you more than you can handle, okay? He will guide you. He will put his healing hands on you if you allow him to do that, right? Because if you have issues within yourself, you're holding anger, right? You're holding anger. You know what I mean? Your child sees those type of things. They do. Your children see those things, right? And they can feel it too. Because children are not dumb. Very smart little ones. They're very smart. And they're going to pick it up. And now you're projecting your anger onto them when they don't deserve that. So I'm saying, these young babies don't deserve that. You gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta, work on yourself too. And then sometimes too, when you have like mental health, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It'd be a blessing if you have like I said, support system, family, friends, whatever. Sometimes if you gotta check yourself in a facility for a few days, a week, right? Mental health facility. You understand me? There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that at all. I just wish they have, I don't know if they do, but imagine if they have more mental health facility, right? Or have mental health facility where, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the rooms are big enough, whatever, but where if parents can't have people to watch the kid while they check themselves in, you see what I'm saying? They could bring the kid along with them. You know what I mean? On a, like, say, if the stay is 7 days to 2 weeks, right? They bring their children along with them. You know what I'm saying? And they have therapy. The kids have therapy. They do group therapy too. Those type of things. That'd be a great facility to have, man, to really create.
And some business people out there should really thought about those type of things. And I guarantee a lot of people will take themselves in with their kids too. You understand that, right? Because a lot of, you know what I'm saying, young mothers, man, especially young moms out there, a lot of them need that help. Because a lot of times they see things when they were young. You know what I'm saying? They see things, right? Witness a lot of things. And a lot of times those type of things weigh in on them, right? And sometimes when they have kids, it's really hard, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they can't focus, they can't really take care of the kids as they should, because that woman, that young lady, did not get the help that she deserved. And then she keep meeting these mess up men who's not doing no better. So you understand me? And that also weighed in on her mental health when she keeps meeting these men who are just treating her wrong, right? Those type of things mess with a woman's mental health. I know that. You understand me, right? But the reason why I decided to do this episode today is because I really want we as a society, right? Especially if you're from the hood, if you're from the ghetto, even if you're from the trailer park, it doesn't matter. So I'm saying, because we all in the same gang, believe it or not, right? I'm saying do better and be better parents to our kids. I'm not saying a lot of y'all are bad parents, because a lot of y'all are great parents. But there's nothing wrong with getting that help that you deserve, man, that you deserve. Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.